This is Passport to Texas. Hunters call them feral pigs. Chefs call them wild boars. Names don't matter as long as the end result is delicious.
We use wild boar for a lot of chilies and things like that.
Feral pigs cause millions of dollars in damage to cropland in Texas and destroy wildlife habitat, too. Hunting and eating these animals can help control their populations. Chef and restaurateur Jack Allen Gilmore serves game at his namesake restaurants in Austin and Round Rock and says cooking wild boar offers challenges and rewards.
You really can't write a recipe for it because each time it's different because it's wild. I mean, it might be a little gamier or it might be a little more fatty or it may not have enough fat in it. Where you really got to be a chef again, and well, if it doesn't have enough fat in it, we got to add bacon to it, or if it's got too much fat in it, we got to render it. You know, you never know what a wild boar eats. You just don't know. But if they're in the raised in the hill country, you know they're eating persimmons, you know they're eating acorns, you know they're eating pretty good. But sometimes you just got to realize what you got and then make it taste good.
When you're a hunter, you can harvest your own organic, sustainable meat. Learn more about hunting in Texas on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and check out our wild game recipes, too. That's our show for today. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.